You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Welcome aboard on a Friday, March the 14th edition of the Gym Class. Coming your way from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids and what should be a very lively program here today. Great to have you aboard. Gang's all here once again. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, both here in studio. Isaac on the other side of the glass. And a lot to talk about, or simply, as Mark put it in his tweet a little bit earlier on, Fran, that's it. That's the show. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Phone line as well, 319-366-1600. As I imagine, that is going to be up and running in a big way here today. As the now news that was broke about an hour and a half ago, I believe, Mark, by the way, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Scott.
And Isaac, how you doing over there?
I'm doing all right.
All right. And yes, the Pete Thamel, I think, was the first to put out the information earlier on, correct, Mark?
First about, that I saw, okay. Pete from ESPN.
And now official from the University of Iowa, this coming at 3 o'clock, a four-paragraph release entitled, Iowa Announces Leadership Change in Men's Basketball, as the Iowa Hawkeyes have officially parted ways with Fran McCaffrey, who has been the head coach for the Hawks since 2010. And Iowa will be under new leadership next year when the men's basketball season comes around. I would imagine a lot of thoughts out there. We will get your reactions at 319-366-1600 on the text line, on the phone line as well as we get into the show here today. And Mark, all this coming off of the loss yesterday, last evening at the Big Ten tournament, Iowa winning over Ohio State, then losing last night, giving up over 100. And I don't know if it was a precursor or not, but Fran McCaffrey did not see the end of the game last night after receiving two technical fouls in the second half. And there was not a white horse that he left the arena on. But it was kind of a very eerie camera angle as they showed Fran McCaffrey from behind walking into the tunnel and out of view. And that's the last time a lot of people are going to see Fran McCaffrey in Iowa garb.
Certainly a lot of thoughts, and I know you do too out there, 319-366-1600. I think a lot of moving parts to this announcement, and you can say it was expected, it was justified, it wasn't. That's up for you to decide. I think it's probably, in one respect, doing it now. I mean, Beth Getz making this move now makes sense because of the climate of college basketball now with the transfer portal opening March 24th. Evidently, Iowa's going to compete in the Crown. I don't know if that's still the case. That's March 31st. You can't very well do anything after that tournament and expect to reap any benefits out of the portal. But Fran McCaffrey do a buyout north of $4 million. And according to the contracts I've read, that can be paid out in three different payments over time. My main thing is, I think Fran did a lot of good from the standpoint of he really loved his players. He recruited National Players of the Year, NBA players. But I think the sticking point was him not winning more than one game in the NCAA tournament, not finishing higher than third in the Big Ten. And now the landscape is different with the NIL money. And I think that's the main thing. whether Fran McCaffrey or John Wooden is the coach, Iowa has a problem because it ranks, apparently, and these things aren't public knowledge, and they should be, but apparently Iowa ranks near the bottom, if not the bottom, in available NIL money for men's basketball. Fran McCaffrey said a short time ago, when Tony Perkins decided to enter the transfer portal last year, and his value was placed at $500,000, and Fran McCaffrey said point blank, we can't afford that. I mean, $500,000, I don't know if Perkins got that at Missouri. By the way, he had 20 points and 7 rebounds last night for Missouri in its win in the SEC tournament. But my point is, it's like the Marlins trying to compete with the Dodgers. If I could use an analogy in that regard, every now and then the Marlins are going to make the playoffs. Every now and then they might win a World Series. But it's highly unlikely. It's the Marlins against the Dodgers in many respects in NIL. And I have to say, I think it may be the ruination, maybe not of college sports, but the ruination of many college basketball and college programs in general.
I've said that before, and I totally 110% agree with you. Until legislation is put down or some parameters are going to be put out, not only for basketball but for football, that is a different discussion. 319-366-1600, text starting to come in. Appreciate that. I will say publicly, I want to congratulate Fran McCaffrey for what he has done. If you think back to 2010 when he was hired from Siena, this program was, I'm not even going to say at the bottom of the barrel of the Big Ten. This thing was in despair after Todd Licklider. Fran McCaffrey took Iowa to 8 NCAAs, and that would include the tournament that was not played due to COVID. 5 out of the last 6 years have been to the NCAAs. I agree with you. 2 tripping points. Number one, the lack of success in the NCAA tournament, especially the last one. After the Big Ten championship, everything's feeling good. Had an opportunity to maybe take this program to the next level and get a nasty first-round matchup and lose to Richmond. Since that day, you can almost mark it down on a timeline that the good feelings of Iowa basketball went downhill after that. He put guys into the NBA. Iowa has not had a whole bunch of NBA players. You mentioned National Players of the Year, whether it be Murray, whether it be Garza, first-team All-Americans. Iowa has not had that. There are a lot of things to congratulate Fran McCaffrey for, but the lack of success in the NCAA tournament, as well as just the public persona of Fran McCaffrey. And there are still people out there that will not go to basketball games because of the way that Fran McCaffrey conducted himself on the sideline, going back to the start of his tenure in Iowa City. All that kind of came together, and then with what happened this year, it was a perfect storm, and now Iowa is looking for a new men's basketball coach.
Yeah, and we don't really know what went into Beth Getz's decision. Apparently there is no news conference scheduled. There is the announcement that Scott referenced, the 4-paragraph announcement. There's going to be a quote-unquote leadership change. Wasn't a resignation, wasn't a firing. There's just going to be a leadership change.
It was a firing.
Apparently.
It was a firing.
Well, don't use leadership change then. Be honest about it. Well, at least Iowa didn't post it on its website at 1:30 in the morning.
True.
Like Minnesota.
You're one up on Iowa.
But
two of the teams, though, that are in the bottom of the NIL and the Big Ten are both looking for coaches.
Yeah.
And unless this trend changes, they're going to be looking for coaches again very, very soon.
It's NIL. In my mind, it's the NIL. Look at the, I referenced Perkins. The big thing now, is there going to be a mass exodus of Iowa players? Because the transfer portal for them opens immediately. Now, they don't have to wait till the 24th. And that's a big thing. And I, plain and simple, and you alluded to it, it's program apathy. For whatever reason, program apathy. John Stepien of the Gazette, Freedom of Information Act, revealed that only 33% of the seats were filled, tickets scanned, this particular season. And that's, I think, a decline, but it's been an ongoing problem for the men's basketball program. I don't want to blame the women's program for that, but if people
that's
only
a part
have
of it, though.
So much money to spend, I'll tell you what, the last few years, in terms of excitement and quality of basketball on the floor, it's been the women's program. And if people have to choose between the men and the women, I don't know if they do or not. If they do, they've opted for the women. And there's all kinds of things. I think Carver Arena has outgrown itself. You're never going to get 15,000 fans in there again. And like I said, a lot of moving parts here, but I echo your sentiments about Fran McCaffrey. The technicals last night had nothing to do with his firing.
No.
They were the first ones he's had all year. It's gone from...
And I think he was just fed up.
It's gone. The fan base has gone from FranCom, hate that, to Fran hands in his pockets, hate that. You're never going to please everybody. But the technicals had nothing to do with it. It's an accumulation of so many things we're talking about here. And, you know, the natural thing is who's going to be the next coach. I don't necessarily want to go there. I mean, there were stories out there before we even read the official announcement at 3 o'clock. Before the official announcement was even made, the stories out there about who's going to be the next coach. It's probably something you're not even thinking about.
We'll get to that coming up here in a moment. 319-366-1600 as thoughts coming in on the text line here today. If you'd like to weigh in, we'd love to hear from you out there today. And 6056, thanks to Fran for bringing us out of where we were when we got here, but it's time to move on. Let's hope for DeVries. We'll get to that. That no dance during the pandemic really hurts, says 2723. Fran possibly could have gone far in the tournament. We will never know. We will never know if Iowa wrestling would have won a national championship, right, Isaac? Probably would have, but they don't give out those awards.
I know. I know what would have happened.
They would have won.
They would have won.
They would have won.
I feel pretty confident saying that.
Yeah. Matt in Fairfax, he wasn't a bad coach. Bad coaches don't last 15 years. He just did not have enough sustained success. And 2723 agrees with you 100% on your soliloquy, Mark. From a little bit ago, and a lot of people weighing in with what is the direction that Iowa is going to go right now. And Greg at Epworth, a Wisconsin fan who has got one eye on the Badgers mauling UCLA right now at the Big Ten tournament. Glad Fran gets paid. Can't wait for the hype and excitement of a new coach, only to still finish in the Big Ten cellar. That is something we need to discuss, Mark, because this is a situation where, you mentioned it, Iowa, not only at the bottom of the Big Ten, toward the bottom of the Big Ten, we know that. Iowa's at the bottom of the Power Five basketball conferences as far as their NIL allocation is concerned. You can have a new commander and a new captain, but if it's still a leaky boat, what's going to change? And that's what's got to be talked about. What is Beth Getz going to do now moving forward to try to remedy this situation? Because, you know, Red Auerbach could come in here in this day and age of college basketball, and if you don't get the Jimmies and the Joes, you're not going to win. And if you don't pay the Jimmies and the Joes, you're certainly not going to win now. What's going to change?
NIL has to change one way or another, whether it's contributions from Iowa fans or some kind of legislation that evens the playing field. Point of reference, Cooper Flagg at Duke, a player that Iowa would never be in the running for. Cooper Flagg reportedly making $4.8 million this year. More than twice as much money as Iowa has for its whole roster, apparently. And again, these things aren't public. It's just based on reporting from various people. But it gives you some point of reference. And this is on a national scale. And you talk about the Big Ten. I don't know who's got the most NIL money, but it's not Iowa. And until that changes in this the climate of college sports, what are your expectations then? Can you really expect Iowa to compete for a Big Ten championship, an Elite Eight run with a $1.2 million or $1 or $2 million NIL budget? Can you really reasonably expect that?
Can't, because it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. In 6429, if the available NIL money doesn't increase, the issues with the program will remain. Thank you, Fran, for restoring respectability to the program.
Do we need to start a GoFundMe page, or I mean,
for Iowa men's basketball,
wrestling?
I do think Fran. Honestly, he did it. He could have done a little bit better at advocating for NIL stuff for his own team, I guess is the best way to put it. It didn't seem like he was out on the recruiting trail trying to drum up donations very often. And again, I think that's more because he just didn't like how college basketball was headed, and I understand that perspective completely, but it is a reality. If you're a coach, you have to generate revenue interest some way in your NIL, and that left a little bit to be desired by Fran. So I think maybe a new coach might do a little bit better job at that.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 and 5251 saying, if it is the Wild West, let's get wild. Well, you gotta have the money and you gotta have the cards on the table, right, Mark?
I can give you an address to send your money, 5251. maybe 5251 contributes a ton. I don't know.
And it also adds, can we be the first school that pays for actual delivered performance? Well, probably not going to happen anytime soon. If guys don't get what is promised to them, i.e. UNLV quarterback, they leave in the middle of the year. They're not waiting till the end of the year. They're out of here.
Yep.
And that's not going to change a whole lot. All right, we're going to get to an Emil Sideways scoreboard update coming up in just a little bit. Let's go to the phones and bring in Bill from Cedar Rapids, wants to talk about the Fran exit here today. Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Good. Want to touch a little bit on, obviously, Iowa's low NIL income. And what I don't understand, I know Drake is a private university. Creighton, Iowa State is a state university.
Correct.
So they have bigger NIL pools, Ames, Iowa does, than Iowa City, Iowa. Of course, I mentioned Drake being a private, so I don't know how that worked with NIL. And then Wisconsin, okay. Madison, Wisconsin. Cold state, just like Iowa. Who wants to come and play at Madison? So they evidently must have bigger IL or NIL. And my point is, why? Why, if any of these other universities do, what is the city of Iowa City and the university lacking to compete with these other schools? That's all I have to say.
All right, Bill. Thanks. We'll try to address that for you. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Good comments, Bill. Appreciate that. And I think when I talked about this earlier, one of the big problems with NIL is that there's no official clearinghouse reporting area where we know that Wisconsin offers this much, Iowa offers this much, Iowa State offers this much for a basketball program or a football program. It's all based on, you know, reporting. People
Your have collective.
websites that, you know, they estimate what the NIL is, but we really don't know for sure what the pot is for various programs. And until we know that, I guess we can't really make accurate comparisons for Iowa, Iowa State, whoever it may be. I mean, there's teams going to play in the NCAA tournament that have no NIL money. St. Francis of Pennsylvania.
Go Red Flash.
No NIL money. They're never going to compete for a national championship. But my point is, the playing field is not level. And maybe it shouldn't be. I don't know.
You use the Wisconsin example there. Now, Wisconsin has more, from what we understand, Wisconsin has more NIL money for men's basketball than Iowa does. However, the Wisconsin women's basketball program has been down for how many years now, Mark? They're trying to get it up, get back to respectability in the Big Ten. But Iowa's won, 30 straight games versus mm-hmm. Wisconsin mm-hmm. in women's basketball? Wisconsin's not equally sharing their NIL money between the men's program for Greg Gard and the women's basketball program. Iowa is not. I think it's a fact that the Iowa women's basketball team, and you can pipe in here, Isaac. I mean, you're down there. The Iowa women's basketball team has more NIL money than the Iowa men's basketball team right now.
Probably. I can't say for sure.
I mean, let's be honest.
Also, I mean, you can directly donate to specific sports is mm-hmm. another thing that the Swarm offers. So you can say, I'm donating to the Swarm, and I want this money to go specifically to the women's basketball team. I don't know how many donations the men's basketball team is getting along those lines.
319-366-1600 and 5251 with a good point. Iowa does split a lot of their NIL money. Wisconsin does not. Other schools do not. Iowa's paying rowers. Am I saying that's wrong? No. I'm just telling you the facts at this point. Good time to take a break here. We will get you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. We will have a break. We'll talk more in the second half of the show about NIL. Where is Iowa going to go here? What are the expectations for this program? So a lot to get to yet. Thank you for all the texts, for the phone calls. Appreciate it. And we're going to get to Mark with an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. At this time, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. And they're open at 4 o'clock today. Might be a little windy on the porch today, though.
Yes, indeed. I kept it short today, knowing what our subject matter was. But nevertheless, three items today. Iowa football has hired a new running backs coach to replace Liddell Betts, who is off to the NFL. The new coach is Omar Young. He was an assistant, offensive assistant with the New England Patriots last season and has had previous NFL coaching stints with the Bears, Packers, and Browns. Former Iowa City High star Tim DeWight has been selected to be inducted into the National High School Hall of Fame. DeWight also starred at Iowa, of course, and played 10 seasons in the NFL. DeWight and the class of 11 will be honored at a ceremony June 30th in Chicago. And finally, the Iowa High School Athletic Association today announced a partnership with Iowa Public Television to broadcast state championships in football, wrestling, and boys basketball. Coverage will begin next season, starting with football semifinal games.
Yeah, looking forward to that. A lot like the same structure that the girls' union has with Iowa PBS. And I think it's great. It's fantastic. Going to be a better exposure. By the way, it is Championship Friday in Des Moines. West Des Moines Valley, they set a little history today. 60-48, they beat Waukee Northwest, who didn't shoot the ball very well today. Valley did. Tigers win their third straight 4A boys state basketball championship. So congratulations to them. Late in the first quarter in 3A right now, it's MOC Floyd Valley leading Clear Lake 11-6 over in Des Moines. All right, we'll take a break, come back, have more talk. Fran McCaffrey out as Iowa men's basketball coach. We will continue to talk about it with you when we return. 3:29 here in a Friday edition of the Gym Class on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. It's going to be very warm and very windy through the afternoon. Temperatures are going to be in the 70s and winds will be strong, leading to elevated fire danger as we head through the afternoon. This evening, a powerful line of fast-moving storms will lead to the potential for destructive winds. From 7 to 11 p.m., storms will be moving from southwest to northeast and could lead to power outages and damage. Make sure you have multiple ways to get warnings through the night. That's your latest Weather First forecast.
Brand Camp, where businesses build their brand.
The sun peaks over the horizon. Nature begins to awaken. The rooster crows, and your alarm sounds a screeching tone that jolts you from your slumber. Your heart starts pumping, and you reach to put an end to the horrid noise by hitting the snooze button. But you have placed the alarm clock far enough away that it requires you to get out of bed. As your feet hit the ground and you sit upright, you scream out in agony. Oh, my back. Notice that you didn't wake up saying, I need a new mattress. Your focus was on the problem, not the solution. Hey, I'm Stacey Dayball. What solutions do you offer to your customers? Are you telling them how you can help in a way that actually catches their attention? You need a brandsformation from KZIA. Let us add more customers through a proven system that finally breaks through and get your business famous for what you do. Join me April 8th at 8 a.m. for Brand Camp at the African American Museum. To register, go to KZIA.com, go to the Brandsformation tab at the top of the page, and sign up there. I can't wait to see you.
Hey, ready to sweeten your game? Then it's time for Quick Stars Nature's Touch Ice Cream. Ooh, making moves like the starting lineup of a championship team. Whether you're gearing up for the big game, celebrating a win, or just looking for a sweet break in the action. With so many slam dunk flavors like chocolate, vanilla, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and more. Get your hands on your winning Nature's Touch Ice Cream flavor today. Only at Quick Star.
I'm Chris Shooter Lehman. The nickname has followed me from my college basketball days. A lifelong Iowa City resident and the youngest of nine, I've been involved in real estate for the past 25 years. I have extensive experience in both residential and income investment property. That gives me a definite edge in guiding you through today's changing market. I will guide you through the process and you can make informed decisions.
Chris Shooter Lehman with Edge Realty Group. Email shooter at edge-realtygroup.com.
Vivid Seats is your ultimate destination for basketball and hockey this season. With a game-changing rewards program and an unbeatable selection of tickets, they make it easy for every fan to watch their favorite teams and players in action. Catch every one-timer and buzzer-beating three live and in person from your favorite seat. Plus, every ticket is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee, giving you peace of mind with every purchase. Don't miss out. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, hon.
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
We are back 3:33 on the Gym Class for a Friday. Spencer on sports next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And then we will head to ESPN for coverage of the Big 12 semifinals tonight from Kansas City. And they should be a good pair of games. All championship week. We got it for you right here, including Selection Sunday at 5 o'clock right here on 1600 ESPN. A lot of comments continue to come in. Our friend Kevin Lehman, who we will talk to on Monday once we know the brackets, saying Fran is a good man, enjoyed working with him on the Coaches versus Cancer and the Jimmy V Foundation, always treated me as a friend with great respect. Teams were fun to watch play, and I will miss Fran. And then talking about some of the NIL, Kevin also weighing in, Wisconsin has no Wisconsin State to compete against, like Iowa and Iowa State, although they do have Marquette. But that's a private school as well. 319-366-1600, talking about the firing of Fran McCaffrey. Today, it is official at 3 o'clock from the release from Beth Getz and the University of Iowa Athletic Department. A lot of texts continue to come in. A lot of them talking about the level playing field in college sports. No, the playing field has never been level, especially in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Before NIL, it got as level as it ever was, Mark, with scholarship limitations, other rules coming in, and now with NIL, it has absolutely blown it out of the water. No, it is not level right now. That is why, what is Iowa going to do next? What are they going to do? Are they going to raise more money for men's basketball? Are donors going to give more, as some people are saying on the text line, with Fran McCaffrey not in the head coaching seat, depending on who they get? But a lot of unanswered questions out there on how you do get back to relevance if you're the Iowa men's basketball team, or what people think should be the expectations for the men's basketball team.
The two big questions are, what is it going to take for you to go back to Carver-Hawkeye Arena and buy tickets and increase that attendance? Or what is it going to take to give more NIL money to the men's basketball program? Those are the two biggest issues, whether it's Fran's fault or not, that are facing this program. It's not just Fran's problem. It's a program problem. And until those things get fixed, maybe you shouldn't have such high expectations. And I'd love to hear, you know, whether it's with Fran McCaffrey or the next coach or whatever. And let's talk about men's basketball. What are the expectations? What do you expect out of this program?
And on top of that, 319-366-1600, what do you think Iowa should be? Isaac, you're a student. How can they get students back? I mean, that's one of the tenets. That has been one of the things that people have hung on to forever, and it is a point of emphasis. How do you get students to go back to Carver-Hawkeye Arena for men's games?
Yeah, I never understood the disconnect, really, because I go to the games. I don't know what gets the students back, because I always thought Iowa played an entertaining style of basketball. They had entertaining players. They had a fast pace, a lot of scoring, you know, for Iowa and against Iowa, for better or worse. So I always went. So I don't really know what the sort of missing piece is for other students to get them there. I do think the one hire that would generate the most fan excitement is DeVries. So that would get the initial biggest sort of bump for the program. Whether that is a lasting bump, I don't know. But for my money, that would probably be the hire that gets the most initial fan excitement and maybe some more buy-in from some more casual Iowa fans.
If you take from one hand and give to the other hand NIL money going to the men's basketball team instead of going, say, to the football team, say, to the women's basketball team, say, to the wrestling program, whether it's men's or women's, will people do that? They're already giving this amount of money. Ticket prices, they may not have. They did, in fact, this year. Football prices, I know this is a fact, have gone up this year at both Iowa and Iowa State. Folks, they're going to continue to go up because they got to pay the athletes. When is it going to be, okay, the enough is enough line for a lot of people out there giving to the NIL collective and buying tickets? When is that line going to be reached?
Yeah, you can put your money where your mouth is, pretty much what you're saying. A lot of comments in. We appreciate the text on the expectations, because I think that's very important given the climate of college sports and what Iowa has to offer for the next basketball coach. Marcus and Marion, for whatever reason, fans expect championships. Just give us entertainment and competitiveness.
They've been entertaining. Entertaining.
Highest scoring team in the Big Ten. Not the best defensive team. 67-14, just win. Solves 90% of problems and move the students courtside. I hate to put it on students. I mean, I think that's part of the deal. I think that's Carver Hawkeye Arena is old. It's too big for many events. I mean, the only program that has consistently drawn fans, put people in the seats, is wrestling over the years. That's the only program. It hasn't always been like this for women's basketball. And I can think of, a time when Iowa sold out or nearly sold out men's games. That's been a long, long time ago. So, you know, the whole climate is different. People have different ways to support teams. And what I'm saying is that, okay, you want to bring in DeVries, you want to bring in Ben McCollum, you want to bring in whoever, unless you change the NIL money and maybe some things at Carver Hawkeye Arena to get butts back in the seats, the expectation should not be through the roof. I mean, we're in a perilous time here with this men's basketball program. Not only are they losing the head coach, how many players are going to be leaving this program?
Very true.
Is Freeman leaving? Is Dix leaving? Is Sanford leaving? Price, that is. Who else? And how effective, until you hire a coach, can you be in the transfer portal? And those players out there are looking at, well, like Tony Perkins last year, I think my value is $500,000. Sorry, Tony.
I do,
can't afford you.
I do think a deeper tournament run would do a lot. I have never seen a men's Sweet 16 in my life for Iowa. I just haven't.
That is sad.
So, and I want to see that. So I do think the occasional deeper, I'm not saying you got to go to Final Four or anything, but second weekend, I think that would solve a lot of issues.
97-82 agreeing with you. A Sweet 16 would go a long way toward gaining support. I don't think that's an unreasonable expectation, but I will throw this out there. Perfect example, women's basketball this year. The sky was falling when Iowa lost 5 in a row under Jan Jensen. Oh my gosh! I was not going to the tournament. I was not going to the Final Four. What is wrong with the women's basketball team? That's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I think those were more, I don't want to put them in a box, but I do think those were more casual Iowa fans who maybe.
But you're going to bring in the casual fans if you start to win.
Yeah, those were more people who ride the wave a little bit, I guess is how I'll put it, to be a little bit nice.
Man, Fairfax, if you only go to games because they're winning, you're a fair weather fan. not too far from the truth, maybe. I don't know. 16-26, Cyclone fan here. After a 2-22 season, Iowa State got back quickly. Hire the right guy, need NIL money, it can be done.
And it can be done. It can be done
a
lot
what we're saying.
Quicker than it ever has in the past. But you have to, A, hire the right guy, and B, you have to have enough money to pay the people coming in. Another question, what's going to happen to the recruiting class that Fran McCaffrey put together? His best recruiting class that he has had in his tenure since 2010. What is going to happen to that group now that Fran McCaffrey is not going to be here? Iowa's one of the teams that they are thinking about inviting to Las Vegas for this classic. Is Iowa going to have enough players to play in this thing in 3 weeks? That's another question like you brought up. 319-366-1600. Doug in Iowa City says might head back, but for years, if Iowa State wasn't on the home schedule, the non-conference schedule is terrible. Play home and home with a mid-level Power Four. I agree with you 110%, Doug, but it ain't happening. Thank the quad system and the net system for that one. Drake and you and I ain't coming to Iowa City anymore. Bradley is not coming to Iowa City. You're going to get the directional schools and neutral site, decent games. That's college basketball.
Another part of this, this is Beth Getz's biggest hire to date. Obviously, Kirk Ferentz, if and when he is no longer the head football coach. That'll be a big one. But replacing Lisa Bluter kind of was, you know, kind of a layup with Jan Jensen. I think in her first year, she's done extremely well and will continue to do so with a big recruiting class coming in. This is much bigger. And not only is who is Beth Getz going to hire, but what can be done to change things to benefit that new coach? And if you make big changes, my question would be, why didn't you do it when Fran McCaffrey was there?
Very, very true. 319-366-1600. Is it wrong to expect Purdue-type success, asks 7001. What'd you say, Mark?
Good text.
Yeah, good text there. They have to share Indiana with Notre Dame and the Hoosiers. Well, Indiana is down right now, and Notre Dame's bad right now. So all three of them aren't on the same level at this point. I don't know if it's right to expect Purdue success. And several people on the text line, Corey as well, saying a tournament run. Like you said, Isaac, you've never seen a Sweet 16.
For the men. Never.
For the men.
Yep.
You know, it hasn't happened in this century. Think about that. And we aren't the St. Francis Red Flash, by the way. I think that would generate a lot of excitement. Look what it did when, you know, I hate to compete, you know, keep going back to the women's and comparing them, but there wasn't some, even Cyclone fans were following the Iowa women on their run to the Final Four. That was a phenomenon, yes, but they were following the women.
No doubt. Still do.
Who's going to be the next coach? Here at 346, that is going to be the $64,000 question. CBS Sports has already put out, Iowa will move quickly on its next coach. Candidates will include the likes of Drake's Ben McCollum, who's also drawing serious, serious interest from Indiana, West Virginia's Darren DeVries, Colorado State's Nico Medved, former Drake coach, out there with Ali Farouk Manesh, Mississippi State's Chris Jans, and Bradley's Brian Wardle.
According to who? I'm sorry.
CBS Sports.
Okay.
This is according to CBS Sports. They have put those out. Chris Jans with his Iowa roots, we know that. Don't know what his buyout is at Mississippi State. Doug Wagamaster's on his staff right now, former Kirkwood athletic director and Kirkwood men's basketball coach. Plenty of Iowa ties there. Do you want to leave a high to Midland SEC program to go to a bottom feeding Big Ten program at this time? I guess that's the question when you're talking about Chris Jans. I think Darren DeVries and Ben McCollum right now are the top two guys.
I would vote for Norman Dale.
Well, there's one problem.
There's just one problem.
Well, there's several problems.
I don't know who it's going to be. And I don't know that anybody else is either. It's fair game to put out a bunch of names. Ben McCollum is a hot name right now. What he did at the Division II level and what he did this year at Drake, fine. He's either going to be a home run hire for someone or he's going to be another Todd Licklider. Licklider hired at Iowa after being named National Coach of the Year.
At Butler.
We've very well documented there. That's why it's going to be so important, this hire for Beth Getz, the athletic director, to get the right fit, to maybe press the flesh a little bit with fans. If Fran McCaffrey was not great at that, you know, he went on to the banquet circuit and he did various things. Maybe he wasn't the greatest of that. I don't know. I don't know how many Roy Carvers are out there anymore as a benefactor. I go back a ways, but Carver was very instrumental in the Iowa program over the years. I'm sure there's some out there, but they're not as visible as Roy Carver was. So in terms of the next coach, I really don't know, and I don't think anybody does. It's a pure supposition right now. And the ink on the writing of the parting of the ways with Fran McCaffrey is not even now an hour old. But this is a natural thing that we do.
We did just have a caller who, he seems to be an advocate for Jacobson at UNI. That was his crusade.
My thinking right now is Ben Jacobson is a lifer at UNI. That's just my opinion. A lot of people saying, okay, go out and find some. Like a Jeff Horner, wild card Jeff Horner, says 85, 82. Like you've said, Mark, Ben McCollum was a home run. He brought his own guys with him. He brought his own staff with him. The question is now, and even if Ben, let's say just play devil's advocate, Ben McCollum comes to Iowa City. Is he going to have the same success? I mean, Sturts, does he come to Iowa? I don't know. He's back, but the others are not. Cover's still going to be pretty bare. Going to have to start over again. Jeff Horner coming up from Truman State. Iowa ties. Do you get an Iowa guy? Do you got to stay in the family here? There's so many questions that have to be answered. I mean, does Jeff Horner have that same success if he comes up, you know, the Avenue of the Saints from down in Kirksville to Iowa City?
Unlike in women's basketball, apparently there's no one on the Iowa bench right now that was on Fran McCaffrey's staff that anybody is mentioning. And, you know, for better or worse, that's the case. What's going to happen to those guys? What's going to happen to Matt Gatens, Sherm Dillard, on and on and on? What's going to happen to those guys? A lot's going to happen. And how soon do you have to get a coach? Because some of these people that you're thinking about may be in the NCAA tournament, and the transfer portal opens the 24th. How quickly do you need to move? You know, that's another aspect, the timing of everything. Be interesting.
Gatens worked for DeVries at Drake. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. 319-366-1600. Eric Henderson, Cocoa Valley grad, up at South Dakota State. Iowa ties there. Forbes down at Wake Forest. I mean, there are a lot of guys with Iowa ties. Doesn't necessarily mean they want to come back.
Do you
make a phone call? Yeah, you make a phone call. If Beth Getz is like any other AD in the country, I'm going to use a term that you don't know of, Isaac. She's got the Rolodex there. I don't know if they use her phone now. I get it.
I know what a Rolodex
is. Okay, thank you. They've got who they want to contact, just in case they need to fill a job opening. If you don't, then you're not doing your due diligence as an AD. And when the time comes, she's going to take care of that. Or she's going to have a or hire a firm to do it for her.
I'm going to make a prediction, not going out on a limb here by any means, but I'm going to predict that whoever Beth Getz hires is not going to be universally met with approval in the Iowa fan base. That's not going out on a limb, is it?
I don't think so.
Considering there's like six names out there, there's no way to please everyone. I think that the biggest fan support is going to be DeVries, though. I do think that gets the biggest bump from fans.
People hollered like crazy when Kirk Ferentz was hired to replace Hayden Fry.
Yep.
Say what you want about Kirk Ferentz, but he's the winningest coach in the Big Ten, the longest tenured in the country.
Iowa fans on the text line, they want to see defense. Well,
at the expense of offense?
Yeah, well, I mean, there weren't a whole lot of butts in the seats at the end of the Todd Licklider era. I recall when the Hawks were scoring 51 a game. Now, granted, they were giving up about 78, but that's that's a whole different discussion right there. No, Bruce Pearl is not coming.
You kidding
or
me?
Or any member of the Pearl family is not coming to Iowa City for various reasons. Coming up on 3:54, we'll take a final break, come back, and wrap things up on a very interesting Friday edition of the Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN.
Farming's hard. To feed the world, farmers have to work the land, brave the elements, and fight the battle against weeds. Weeds reduce crop yields, so prices go up and everybody gets less to eat. But 50 years ago, farmers got a new tool to fight weeds, glyphosate. It kills weeds while protecting the harvest. Time and again, it has been approved by the EPA and by leading regulatory bodies around the world. It helps enable practices that reduce erosion and keep soil healthy, which is good for the earth. Farming's hard, but it's a little easier with glyphosate. Learn more at go.bayer.com/glyphosate, paid for by Bayer.
Your old golf clubs give new hope to veterans. The Give Foundation uses golf as a free rehabilitation treatment for combat injured veterans, and their spring golf donations happening now. Donate golf clubs you no longer use in any condition to the Give Foundation at one of these area businesses: Pinnacle Spas, your Sundance Whirlpool dealer, Blair's Ferry Road, Cedar Rapids, Zio Giano's, Pasta with a Smile, drop off at their Marion location, or Golf Coralville, recognized by Golf Digest as one of America's best club fitters, off the Coral Ridge Avenue exit in Coralville.
Back with you to wrap things up here, Spencer on Sports coming up next, and he will have a pair of tickets to see Seether live in concert with Mammoth, WVH, and Nine Point for the Surface Seems So Far Tour. That will be coming up Wednesday, May 7th at the McGrath Amphitheater, and stand by to win those tickets coming up between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock. We'll have the Big 12 semifinals coming up tonight, as that will be coming your way from ESPN, all leading up to Selection Sunday from Westwood One at 5 o'clock. I believe it's a three-hour broadcast again, 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock on Sunday. And then Monday we will go over the brackets, and Kevin Lehman will join us. Scott Sable is going to join us on Tuesday. Looking forward to that, the outgoing Channel 9 sports director for low these many years, and find out, just have fun, reminisce, see what's going on in Scott's new world, and then Mark Ironside on Wednesday.
That'll be fun. Mark, guarantee me and Spencer that he would send a picture when he runs up the steps in Philadelphia.
Of the Rocky statue.
Yeah.
Very good. Looking forward to that. Spencer's going to continue to the discussion from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Obviously, the big story today, the story, Iowa parting ways with Fran McCaffrey, whether you want to call it parting ways or a firing, what have you. Iowa will have a new men's basketball coach coming up next year. Thanks to everybody for all the texts. Some really good ones out there. A lot of good ideas, thoughts, and going to be interesting. I think this thing is going to go quickly, Mark. This is not, you cannot wait in the day of NIL anymore to hire a coach.
Well, you're going to hire Ben McCollum if he makes a deep run in the tournament?
If he makes a deep run, he's number one on the list.
Be interesting to see.
It is going to be interesting. And this, we have not had this in Iowa City for a long time. I mean, Licklider, obviously, before that, the wrestling program with Jim Zaleski taking over for Dan Gable. Before that, Frank Lotterber in a major sport was the last one. That's going back a while.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Thanks to everybody out there for all of the feedback. We do appreciate it. Isaac, have a great weekend.
You as well.
All right. And Mark, we will reconvene on Monday at 3 o'clock. It'll be the NCAA tournament week.
Batten down the hatches tonight. And
yeah, let's hope it's not
weekend.
Bad.
Yeah.
Let's hope it's not as bad as predicted. Spencer on Sports coming your way next right here in Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN. We will talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000,